Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's get this party started today. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Oh, that is much better than I expected based on the rain and the previous response to how's everyone doing. That was fantastic. Man, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thought as I was doing the wedding, I thought I'd been working on this sermon. And my message is Thanksgiving refreshing. I know it sounds confusing, like Thanksgiving refreshing. But as we enter into this time of Thanksgiving, we need to be refreshed. A lot of times this time comes down, we're like, oh, I've got to cook, I've got to decorate, I've got to clean, I've got to shop, I've got to do all this stuff. The Lord doesn't want that for us. He says, I want you to have Thanksgiving refreshing. Just be refreshed during this time. Amen. As we get into this stuff, I pray over you today as well, that you guys are renewed and you guys are refreshed and you guys feel that same passion for Christ. Help, Lord, to reignite that burning fire that's been inside of me when I first knew you, when I first met you, when I first started singing about you, when I first started coming and gathering with other believers. Help, Lord, to have give me that same burning passion for the Lord today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. And it says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and yourself and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It goes on to say in verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You know what? I said 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 8, didn't I? No, I'm sorry, 1 through 18. I was going to say, that's not the end of my text. 1 through 18, got it. Okay, that's all right. Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's us. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Whew, what a mouthful. That's a lot. Paul, as he's speaking here, is speaking volumes just in those verses 1 through 18. Hang on, my one didn't make a big enough mark. Okay. Verse 1 starts out and it says, we have received mercy. And it doesn't say, hey, you may get some mercy from God. He already acknowledges, we have received mercy. Every one of us have received mercy. And it says, so, do not lose heart. He's shown us mercy. I can't imagine my life without mercy and grace from God and others. We have received mercy, so do not lose heart. Christians, I'm here to tell you, as we have Thanksgiving refreshing, do not lose heart. Verse 6 says, God commanded light to shine out of darkness. We're both the recipient and the reflector of that light to others. We receive that light that He has commanded out of darkness. We receive it. And we're also the reflector of that. We reflect that to other people that are lost in darkness. Verse 8 through 10 says, all the things that we are. Let me go through it. We are hard pressed on every side. We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are struck down. Those are the things that we are. Doesn't sound very glamorous, but it also tells us, here's what you are not. You are not crushed. You are not in despair. You are not forsaken. And you are not destroyed. It gives us the truth on both sides. You are this. Hey, you're pressed on all sides, but you're not crushed. You will find problems in life, but you are not defeated. It tells us what we are, and it tells us what we are not. And we have to understand, these things I'm facing, but in the midst of facing these things, this is what I am not. I'm not defeated, beaten, destroyed, crushed, none of those things. I'm not in despair. And I love that about it. It gives us truth on both sides. Verse 15, it goes on and it says, For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many. Anyone receive grace? Show of hands. Who's received grace? Ooh, that's many. Okay, I like that. Grace having spread through the many, that's y'all and myself, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Praise God, we've got thanksgiving. Based on our grace. Oh, not just that, but that it may cause thanksgiving to abound. The heck does abound mean? To exist in large numbers. Or large amounts. Man, that we may have thanksgiving in large amounts to the glory of God. Verse 16. Even though the outward man is perishing, it says, yet the inward man is not. It says, the inward man is being renewed. The inward man is being refreshed. When? How often? Day by day, it tells us. It says, His mercies in the Old Testament are new every day. Praise God, because I've got some thanksgiving based on His grace and His mercy. And I'm going to have it in large amounts. But the inward man is being renewed day by day. I need refreshing. Show of hands, who needs refreshing? I need refreshing. You need refreshing. We need refreshing. Great news, guys. It gets better than this. It gets better than this. Turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, because I started thinking, how can we be refreshed? How can we be renewed? And we already know in multiple spots in the New Testament, it tells us those that have received Christ are a new creation. We know that. Right? I'm a new creation. I'm a new thing. I'm a new person. How is that sustained? And how is it refreshed? I'm a new person this week. Next week, I got back the same old ways. Whew. That was too hard. So we have to understand, how do we sustain that new creation? How do we stay refreshed and renewed? And it says we can be renewed, the inner man, day by day. That means we can't just think about it on Sunday. Got Bible study on Wednesday. Got it twice a week. It means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 7 days. We have to find a way to be refreshed, sustained, and renewed day by day. Now, Romans chapter 15, verse 30 through 33. Paul's talking about visiting Rome, and he says, "Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints." Verse 32. "That I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you." Verse 33, "Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." He says, I can be refreshed when I come together with you all. This gathering is for many purposes. Everyone quotes Hebrews, "Do not forsake the gathering of the saints." Do not forsake gathering together. But there's reasons for that. I just want you all to see my pretty face. No. Well, yes, but no. There's more than that. That I may be refreshed together with you. Our time in California was refreshing. Our time coming back here and seeing it with you, it's refreshing. I walked up to Eric, gave him a hug. I miss him. I miss you all. Yes, we were refreshed, but this coming together, this is refreshing. When you all aren't here, a little bit of that refreshment is missing. Okay? When we're all here together on a Sunday, and I don't know what that's going to take, by the way. But anyway, when we're all here together on a Sunday, there's a lot of us. I don't know, maybe you all play tag and say, this week you take off because we're taking off in 2 weeks. And I don't know. And there's reasons, I get it. But when we're all here together, it is very refreshing. People are like, wow, there's a lot of people here today. If this church was 10 of us, I'd be refreshed. Okay, but I'm refreshed by you all. When we gather together, we refresh ourselves and we refresh others. Uh-oh. We refresh others. I'll get to that in just a minute. The psalmist David in Psalm 85, I don't have it up there, but Psalm 85, he asked God, he says, "Will you not revive us again?" When we're going through things, even the psalmist asked God, "Will you not revive us again?" He said, "Yes. Yes, I will. I will not forget my people." Proverbs 11:25. How else can we be refreshed? I just said, when we're here, we are refreshed, but we refresh others. Proverbs 11:25 says, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." Oh, no. I have to pour into the lives of other people. Why? So that I may be refreshed. It says I've got to refresh them. Church, this time together is to refresh you, but it refreshes others. But when we pour into others and we refresh them, we also will be refreshed by that giving, that serving one another, that serving God's people, that serving the lost. Remember that. Proverbs 11:25. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Pour into others rather than constantly asking others to pour into you. There's nothing wrong with asking people to pour into you, but pour into others. Why? So that you may be refreshed. God desires for us to be refreshed. He desires for us to come across as His ambassadors and not be beaten down. We're going to go through things. We're going to face things. You know, as Jan shared what she's been going through, and others are going through difficult situations between family, themselves, and friends. We go through things. But He says, in the midst of that, remember, here's what you are. You've pressed on all sides, but you are not crushed. And He reminds us of what we are and who we are and what we are not. And who we are not. He said, I've commanded light out of darkness. I want each one of you to be recipients of my light. And then He says, but now I want a little bit more. Now I want you to reflect that light. I want you to be open. And don't just open a little tiny area where that light can get in there, a little pin light. He says, open yourselves up. God, how can we greater be refreshed? Church, I'm glad you asked. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, just over a few pages. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 has been read here many times. Most of you have heard this. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It goes on in verse 2 and says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In our renewing, in our refreshing, those are the things that become the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Because we're renewed and refreshed, we can and we will and we do present ourselves living sacrifice. Don't raise your hands, but I want you to think of this. When was the last time you presented yourself as a living sacrifice to God? Not necessarily up here, not in front of people necessarily. That may have been where you did it. When was the last time you presented your body as a living sacrifice to God? Jim Murray is somewhat like my oldest son, Spencer. They like talking in public a lot. I'll never forget in Bible study, Jim said his favorite verse in the Old Testament. And God says, but who will go? And Jim said, here am I. Here am I. I will go. I will do. I will serve. I will present my body as a living sacrifice to God to be used as an instrument by Him. When was the last time you presented your body to be a living instrument to be used by God, a living sacrifice? Man, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renewing and the refreshing of your mind will help sustain you. Now, how often do we do that? Day by day, every day. Sometimes we have to refresh and renew multiple times during the day based on our settings. Luke chapter 9, turn there if you would. Luke chapter 9. You say, how do I present myself as a living sacrifice? What does this look like? And what do I do? Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 27. Jesus says, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. You want to present yourself as a living sacrifice? Deny yourself. You see, self is what keeps us from coming up to the altars for prayer, for submission, for commitment to God, to serve God. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Oh, great. Refreshing starts with denial. But it says, and let him take up his cross daily. I can't just pick it up on Sunday. I can't just pick it up on Wednesday and Sunday. I have to pick up my cross daily. He says, and follow me. So now I can't just pick up that cross daily and hang out with it. Now I've got to pick up that cross each day. Oh, dang it. It says I've got to follow him. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Man. It's not enough just to believe. Is that just enough to get you into heaven? Okay. In theory, if you believe in Christ, you will get into heaven. But it tells us the things that we're dealing with now, they're temporary. But for a moment. But it says the eternal things are forever. And it's hard to understand how living our life here on earth affects our life in heaven. I'm going to heaven, how bad could it be if I'm just a believer here and that's it? And we don't know. Oh yeah, there's been what, 6 or 7 people said, I went to heaven and came back and here's what it looked like. But for the most part, we have no idea. But I don't want to guess. But better than that, I don't want to pick and choose what I believe and what I follow in God's Word. He sets standards for us. He says, I may not have said this is excluded, but if this is a standard, that's what it is. So anything outside of that is excluded because it isn't the standard of this way. We have to acknowledge His grace and His mercy. I mean, understanding where that's played in our life. And a lot of times for younger people, it's real hard to understand. There's been doors closed in people's face to say, I knew I was supposed to have that. Well, if it was God's will, you would have had it. But God's got another plan. How do we press on when we've gone through things? How do we press on when we've had a loss? My answer is, you know, simple. We say, God, I want to see what this masterpiece is going to look like at the end. Because I know You're not done with me yet. And I really want to see what it looks like. God, I know You're still working on the masterpiece. I know God is still working in your lives. I know He has something for you. It's different for each one of us. My desire is that our faith is sustained and renewed and refreshed. It's refreshed by coming together. But not just today, but throughout the year. Oh, and not just this year, but as prayer faith presses on to its 38th year, and 39th year, and 40th year. Oh, but we may go elsewhere or whatever. Great, that through your life, wherever that may lead you, that your faith is sustained and renewed and refreshed. Refreshing comes by coming together. Refreshing comes by being with others. It comes by refreshing others. Remember Proverbs 11. You'll be refreshed as you refresh others. It comes by renewing your mind. It comes by presenting your body as a living sacrifice to God. Refreshing comes by denying yourself. By the way, this list of things you can pick and choose, I'll do these, but not that. It comes by denying yourself. It comes by taking up your cross and taking it up daily. And it comes by following God. It comes by receiving and reflecting God's light through your life. And refreshing comes by giving thanks. As we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving in this upcoming week, some people today, some people throughout the week, some people next week, I pray that we prepare our heart and our mind and our soul, that we prepare those things to be refreshed. That we be refreshed by God's grace and His mercy. That we acknowledge His grace and mercy in our life. And that may cause thanksgiving to abound and to be in excess. And to be in great amounts to the glory of God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your word today. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity to be in Your presence, to be refreshed. Lord, I pray today that we listen to those words that help us understand how and when and where we can be refreshed, what we can do to be refreshed. God, I pray as we prepare for Thanksgiving in this upcoming week, that through that time we are refreshed. Lord, I pray today that those that want to be a living sacrifice just offer themselves up to You. Lord, that they do it publicly or privately, but that they do it. God, for the things in our lives that we need to deny, I pray that we deny those things. God, that we're refreshed and renewed enough to pick up our cross daily. And that we pursue You daily. Lord, I pray today those that feel pressed on all sides understand they are not crushed and will not be crushed. Lord, that they feel that they are not defeated. Not only that, Lord, not that they just feel that, but they know and understand they are not defeated. God, I pray for a refreshing, renewing, and sustaining energy and excitement in our faith walk with You. Lord, that we understand believing isn't enough. Becoming a disciple, a true disciple of Yours, is what refreshes us, restores us, renews us, and sustains us day after day, month after month, year after year. Lord, so that when we look into Your eyes, we have that smile continually. That we feel that passion we had when we first knew You. Lord, bless us as we travel this week, as we prepare this week for Thanksgiving. Lord, be with those that are in want and in need. Be with those that are alone. Lord, that You would comfort them and be with them. Lord, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.